It is 9/9/2021. This is case number HI21029, and we are in public session. Gentlemen, right now, I'd like to seek a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that the respondent may have failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors and possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to R430-301-01 and the fact that the following five reporting violations were found in his report. 1. Respondent failed to include home inspection name as required, SOP 2.1. 2. Respondent failed to report on the type of columns as required in SOP 4.2. 3. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the decks, balcony steps as required in SOP 5.1. 4. Respondent failed to report on the type, service, amperage, and voltage rating as required SOP 8.1. And for number 5, respondent failed to observe location and condition of the distribution panels as required SOP 8.2. Do I get a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we substantiate the five areas that were just listed.
All right. I'd like some discussion, gentlemen, on why we're going in this direction. Start with you, LaBelle, since you put out the motion.
After further review of our report, most of these are violations of either template or just not knowing to put into the template. I feel that they were correct in the assessment, and I feel that as a recommendation, piggybacking on Mr. Williams, that the respondent submit an updated report showing that these allegations of these areas have been corrected in his reporting software.
Okay. For the
I
next.
Agree with that.
Mr. Williams, you're up next.
I agree with Mr. LaBelle. As far as the reporting deficiencies go, it's about as common as flies out here right now. That's what we get, and we do it every time, and we deal with them accordingly. As far as the as far as the allegations go, I think we're all pretty settled on that.
Could you just go into more depth on that?
Good job here.
Can you go into more depth on the original public allegations that came in and why they were unsubstantiated during the executive session?
Sure. Well, number one, as Mr. Skaggs pointed out, we don't do code inspections. And the age of the house, the age of the water heater, all of that indicates that the water heater was in compliance in 2004. We can't prove that because we're not code research artists, and that's not what we do. The same thing kind of applies to that, the tripping 15-amp GFCI. That wasn't required at the time. That the house was originally built, the circuit was added during a remodel. Home inspector doesn't carry a signal pup around, so he can check every circuit breaker with every receptacle. So he did an adequate job of checking that. He had heated water, and that's as far as he needed to go, in my opinion. Is that adequate, sir?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Mr. Skaggs, okay. You're up.
Yeah, well, I feel that, first of all, I agree with Mr. LaBelle, Mr. Williams, but the purpose of this EAC was mainly because of how long Ryan has actually been in the profession. We all felt that, I can only speak for myself, I felt that having that little education session was more the point of this EAC than anything. If it was an older inspector or an inspector that's been in business for a while, maybe the CAC, with these kind of allegations, it is possible that it would never happen. So anyway, I hope that Ryan will benefit from this. I'm sure. I'm actually quite sure that he will. He's been very receptive to anything in regards to, you know, correction or the feedback that's coming to his benefit.
All right, discussion of severity, gentlemen.
On the scale that we're using, the 1 to 4 scale, I'd give him a 1.
A 1? LaBelle is for a 1. Mr. Williams.
Williams
one. Is a 1.
But I'd like to put a caveat on that we, and we've already discussed this in executive session, that the respondent submit an updated report for review.
I get that, but that would be within me and Williams' discussion on a 1. Okay, so it would be different between if we, to force him to do one, it would have to require a consent agreement, and you guys would have to, that would come with a penalty and fine.
I don't think this warrants it at that time.
It's not appropriate, a penalty and a fine.
Exactly, but at the same time, if Mr. Palmer, which I'm sure he is excited to take that ability and have somebody review his report moving forward, I think he should take that, but I can't force him into doing that, just so that's on the record. At a 1 severity, that would have to, I'd have to force him to a contract within a consent agreement, and that goes on his record, and it comes with
penalty. I don't feel that we need to do that.
All right, and
no,
Mr. Skaggs.
Yeah, I guess the severity scale is 1 being the least.
It is.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, number 1.
I appreciate that, gentlemen. All right, so I have substantiation of the 5 allegations that we found during our enforcement advisory committee, our investigation to the facts, reviewed the report, and all 3 of you came together as a 1. On severity, and that's pretty low. So, on a 1, is it, where are you guys feeling? I'm in a position. Is it a dismissal for you guys? A letter of concern?
I would say dismissal, since I don't want to put anything in his file, being that he's too new at this point. I think once again, Roger and Mike both agree that he's eager to learn, he's eager to fix the inconsistencies in his report, and he was open to the constructive criticism that we gave him today.
Thank you, Mr. LaBelle. Mr. Skaggs.
Yes, he got pounded pretty good today.
Mr. Skaggs,
okay,
your opinion.
Roger.
Yeah, I was leaning towards letter of concern, but if that's going to go on the record, I don't think...
Letter of concern is not there's no discipline in a letter of concern. It just will point out the 5 points what he missed. The board was concerned with these 5 things.
I see Bruce shaking his head no, but I can't see what Mike's doing.
Mike's like a ninja.
All right. So I'm considering what will the reaction. This goes one step further than us. After it leaves our hands, it goes to the board. And it's going to be up to our investigator to help us understand how the board is going to accept this. We have had instances where the board asks us to do it over.
I don't think on this case, and it's a 1, it's only 5. This is kind of a gray area for me as an investigator. I'll be honest with you. 5 minor violations of what you found within the report that can just be fixed by the registrant themselves is kind of in your field. You guys are the professionals. I'd rather you just lead me to where you want to go. I've done 5 violations and recommended a letter of concern, and I've dismissed 5. And
some of these allegations were, some of them were a low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
Which is easily corrected by changing a couple of words. If it was a little bit more meatier and it wasn't just wordsmithing and a little bit of cleaning up of the template, I would probably be leaning towards a 2. But, no. I'm just not feeling it.
Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams?
Dismissal. I'll go towards... I'll do dismissal.
All right, 2 dismissals. Mr. Williams?
Yes, sir. I move to dismiss.
All right, so I got 3 dismissals on the board. Again, this is what I'll recommend to the board from my investigation from the professionals that took place in the committee.
Now, make sure that the recommendation is coming from the current sitting president of Arizona, ASHI.
I might add that in there. I did not realize that, Roger. Very impressed.
Yeah.
Very cool, my man. No wonder he did such a good report.
It pays well, Roger, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a good job, that's for sure.
All right, I just need you guys just to call for the vote.
What?
Call for the vote. I just got a motion on the table right now. I need you guys to vote on it.
I thought we already did that.
Call for a vote.
No, we brought, the motion was on the table, we're discussing it. Everybody still has to vote for it. Still can fail. So Roger Skaggs, you do vote to substantiate the five allegations. That's the motion on the floor.
Yes.
All right. Bruce LaBelle.
Yes.
You had the motion. And Mr. Williams.
Yes, I do.
All right, substantiated the five allegations. All right, sir. Sir Erz. I am going to get a motion to end this meeting because you guys did a great job.
I'd like to move that we come out of general session and end the meeting.
And that is at Bruce LaBelle at 10:40, 1 hour 40 minutes. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Oh, I'm going to take Roger on this one. He got you, Mike. All right, congratulations, guys. The meeting is over. You guys don't have to be a part of this anymore. Your volunteer time is appreciated.
Thank you. Take care, Mikey.
We did some good work today, Bruce. Roger. Thank you.
Mr. Palmer.
Good to hear from you.
Mr. Palmer, it's Chair.
Yes.
Sean Thacker. I'll get in contact with you and go over the next steps, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day, guys. I appreciate your help. Everybody's getting a Starbucks card in the mail.
I'm not doing decaf.
Decaf it is, your pick. Thank you.